Brian, we were talking recently at one of our staff meetings, and we were talking about how much that Hail Mary app is being used for Mater Dei Radio. I think one of the things that people appreciate the most, and I've talked to different people who have downloaded most recently at the Young Catholic Professionals event that they had during Advent, is they look at this library of Catholic prayers, and they're like, this has all of them. And I'm like, yeah, Sarah does such a great job in making sure that we be able to have access to all of our great Catholic prayers. One of the things coming up that we always do at the beginning of every year is that Surrender Novena. Now, if you have downloaded the free Hail Mary Media app, you have access to that prayer, so the Surrender Novena. Brian, have you ever prayed that Surrender Novena?
I have not. Maybe it's just my Italian stubbornness that I don't surrender to anything, but I think this year I'm going to, because again, as we had shared on the show about New Year's resolutions, is this year is to eat less and pray more. So pray more. That's what I'm going to do. And so, yeah, I have the Hail Mary Media app. I use it every day. I love the app myself. So we would encourage our listeners, if you haven't already done so, join the thousands of people who have downloaded that and use it on a daily basis. There's so, so much there.
Well, one of the great things about using the app, especially when it comes to prayer, you know, you can make a New Year's resolutions and decide, oh, I'm going to do this. And really, for whatever reason, you're like, forget, or you run out of time. The thing about the app is that you can actually set it up so that way you get those regular reminders. So it's just a great way. So let's say you want to pray that novena together at noontime or 12:05, you know, right after you get to your lunch break, the app will automatically remind you that it's prayer time. And so I think that is just a great way to use that app. And not only that, you're going to have access to all of the content that you get on the webpage, which includes, one, you can listen live. So that means also, if you happen to be traveling, well, you can just pull out the app in the morning and you can listen live to everything that is going on. So you're not going to miss a moment of the morning blend because we know that's one of the favorite shows, because we hear so many great things, though, about it. It's one opportunity where we can really get not only, you know, parish leaders, but our local pastors. They're all willing to come on. They offer such great content for the morning show. Well, one of those people that have offered some great things for the morning blend is Miriam Marston, joining us again this morning, our digital media manager, Sarah Kenzie, to tell us a little bit about some of the highlights from the morning show. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
You know, we were just talking about how great the Hail Mary Media app is, and you have such great access to so many things. You know, on the morning show, we get to have, again, like I said, some of our faith formation leaders, our pastors, different people doing ministries. Miriam Marston is one of our good friends, and she's one of the highlighted podcasts that you have available this week.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed this conversation that, Brenda, you had with Miriam, and as you said, she's a faith formation director at St. Anthony's and Tigers. So she has some great insight on what this time of year looks like for her OCIA class, but also just for all of us. You know, you guys talked about that in-between time.
Yes, so that really stuck with me.
Yeah, so between Christmas and Lent, and it's a pretty short time, actually. It's, you know, Lent's going to be just around the corner, but really just taking this time to practice praise. I really liked that. Mm-hmm. That was a great piece of advice that she had for this time for all of us, really making it a time of growth and conversion, and really carrying forward the themes from Christmas, and especially who is Christ and what is the incarnation, and really meditating on that. You know, we just had the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, and Miriam was sharing how, you know, at the baptism, we hear that Jesus is God's beloved son, and that's where we have our identity as sons and daughters of God. That comes from that as well. So kind of carrying that forward from the Christmas season into this in-between time, but really taking advantage of that time for growth and renewed conversion.
And that's what she really kind of pointed out too, was this in-between time. And she related to this, that there's not in-between time, that this little liturgical right. season has a very important role to play mm-hmm. that links Christmas to this Lenten season. As I know, as we draw closer to Lent, you're going to start preparing our webpage and our app to start having some of those resources available to you. Sarah Kenzie is our digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. Well, what people are really listening for, though, this morning, Sarah, it is our Parish of the Week. Who do we have?
All right. So this week, we are excited to feature Holy Cross Catholic Church and School in North Portland. So this is a wonderful parish very close to the University of Portland. I used to live up there, and so I'd go there sometimes. And it's a wonderful parish. They have so much going on in both the parish and the school. One thing I wanted to highlight was they've done a lot of work on their St. Vincent de Paul pantry and their new community center parish hall. So they just dedicated the new community center this fall, and their St. Vincent de Paul ministry has been on hold just until they could complete their new community center and the food pantry. And so they're actually having a move-in day this Saturday for that food pantry. So they're getting volunteers together to bring back in the appliances, to restock all of that. And so that's an exciting thing that they're going to have that back after this week, or I guess they're getting it ready this weekend, but they're finally getting to move back in. I also saw that one thing I really liked, that they have a senior ministry, so reaching out to the older members of the parish, including communion to the sick or homebound, but also having a senior luncheon or different activities like that. And they have a wonderful school there as well. That was founded in 1912, originally by the Sisters of St. Mary of Oregon. They're getting ready for an open house at the end of the month and celebrating Catholic Schools Week, as most schools around here, Catholic schools, are going to be doing. So a lot of wonderful things happening there. I also saw some great things with the school. They have a lot of leadership programs for the kids. Starts as early as kindergarten, where students, you know, take on jobs in the classroom or they help at Mass in different ways. But then as they get older, they are part of a buddy program and the student council and student ambassadors. And so a lot of really great ways for the kids to get involved there as well. So congratulations once again to Holy Cross Catholic Church and School in North Portland.
Oh, for sure. Congratulations. And remember to be following us on our social media platform over the coming week. You'll start to see a little bit more information about Holy Cross. Well, one of the things people also have access to on the Hail Mary Media app is our events page, our community calendar. There is a great way to use, again, this time from Christmas that's going to carry us through to the Lenten season. And that's to understand and really appreciate sacred liturgical music. And of course, you can add that to going down to Mount Angel Abbey, because when you put the two together, it's going to be a perfect day. Tell us about the colloquium.
Yeah, so coming up January 30th and 31st is the very first ever Oregon Sacred Music Colloquium. And so this is going to be happening at Mount Angel Abbey. And I actually got to have an interview with both Father Anselm Flores and then Dr. Jennifer Donaldson-Novitska. And she's going to kind of be the main presenter, doing lectures, different things like that. And I'm just so excited. I unfortunately can't go this time, but hopefully in the future. But I'm really excited for people, because our conversation was so wonderful, and I just was getting so much insight into the liturgy and, you know, why do we sing at Mass? Why is that important? And Dr. Jennifer is just amazing, and they're putting together just an incredible 2 days. It's a rather short, I mean, it's actually like 24 hours. So, you know, if you think, well, I can't do a full weekend. Well, it's not a full weekend. It's really a day. And so what's really cool is they've got different Gregorian chant workshops. They've got lectures. They also have private voice instruction. They're really excited. On Friday night, they're going to have Vespers with the Nativity of the Mother of God Ukrainian Catholic Church. And so that's going to be a little bit different than the typical Vespers you would hear and participate in at the Abbey. So that they're really excited for that. And then throughout the weekend, they're going to have various rehearsals, and that's going to lead up to a pontifical high mass on Saturday with Abbot Jeremy. And so everyone that's part of this event will get to participate in that, so you get to practice throughout that. You do not have to have a background in sacred music, and you just, you know, need to be interested and willing to learn, and it's open to anyone who just wants to learn more about sacred music. So I really encourage people listen to the interview and then also sign up for this wonderful event.
All right. I love that. So I'm glad to know it's not just for, say, a parish music lead.
Correct.
Or something. It is anybody who loves to sing in Mass, which really, that should be all
should
of
be all
us.
Of us, yes.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Sarah Kenzie, always a great morning when you join us. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And remember, more details on that colloquium can also be found on our community calendar. And remember, if your parish community or ministry has a special event coming up, please just let us know and Deb's going to get it on the community calendar. Thanks so much for being with us this morning, Sarah.